back to the Michigan Business Beat, brought to you on the Michigan Business Network. Chris Holman here, coming to you from remote, obviously, and as we are in kind of a remote mode, let's run somewhere else, basically Detroit. And we're going to spend a little time with Lindsay Case Pelsrock. She's the Vice President of Government Affairs for Business Leaders for Michigan. Lindsay, welcome to the show. It's good to have you.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Yeah, and I also want to say thank you because you were one of the panel speakers at our Michigan Works Association annual legislative day, and you brought a lot of expertise, as you always do. So thank you for that as well. Hey, let's bring the audience up to date on what Business Leaders for Michigan actually is, what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. And one correction there, I'm actually coming from Lansing here.
Oh.
Well, BLM, Business Leadership Michigan, does have a Detroit office. We are a statewide organization, and we put a Lansing office in place maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And that's where I work out of because, you know, we're very active in the policymaking space. But Business Leadership Michigan, we are Michigan's CEO roundtable. We are focused on making Michigan a top 10 state. And what does that mean? That means job growth. That means education attainment. That means widely shared prosperity, looking at metrics like median income, labor force participation, all those types of things, but really focused on the whole state being competitive, not just on the well-being of our members.
Let's talk a little bit about kind of the Lansing landscape, what's going on there. And I know you just came out with some findings, as you always do, for 2024. What's your, I guess, policy outlook?
Well, it's an interesting time in Lansing. I'm sure that you've had more than a few folks on this broadcast talking about the dynamics. We're still in a 54-54 split in the House, you know, with those two vacant seats. And not to get too into the weeds on the politics, but what that really has resulted in, you know, mixed with the fact that this is an education year, is a pretty slow moving legislative agenda in terms of proactive things. We're involved with trying to move some economic development policies, things like an R&D tax credit for Michigan, a reemergence of the Good Jobs for Michigan payroll credit that we had in 2017 that was frankly a major success. We want to get that going again here in Michigan. Tools that will just frankly get us in the game for the things happening today while we continue to work in the background on that longer term economic development strategy. How do we become the most competitive in that space? But I'll say there are things that we're watching to make sure that we don't roll things backwards in Michigan either. In the last decade or so, Michigan's really made great gains in terms of the perception and around our business climate, in terms of the ease of doing business in Michigan. And there are policies and proposals floating around in Lansing that we're being diligent and watching to make sure, frankly, we don't turn back time and handicap ourselves alongside the growth work that we're doing to expand economic development opportunities.
And you make a good point. It's easy enough to take two steps forward and one step back. So let's talk about education, because that's the part that really geeks me. You're talking about future workforce. What needs to be done there?
That's a great big question, of course. But we're really engaged, you know, in many fronts there, really pre-K to career. But I'll highlight a little bit of our work around K-12. Our members are very engaged. They continually rank K-12 as one of their biggest priorities and concerns inside the organization. That's because if we don't get that pipeline creating better outcomes for our kids, you know, we have a lot of struggle repairing the leaks in the pipeline later on. So we're really focused on systemic reform in K-12, more coherence in our K-12 system, everything from governance to how we scale better practices to how we fund in a more customized, equitable way. But I'll talk about the community college front for just a minute. The governor's got proposal there for free community college. That's great, but we really want to focus on policies and practices that are going to improve outcomes, because we really do lag other states there as well in terms of the amount of students that are leaving with a degree or certificate.
Well, you know, another piece that runs into is the R&D piece. We have been falling behind as not just a state, but as a country in R&D reinvestment. And you're doing a lot of work there.
We are. We're involved in work around entrepreneurship. How do we make Michigan the startup, scale-up state? Again, we're a big business organization, but we know a thriving small business and startup and entrepreneurial culture and environment is key to our growth. But I'll just mention, you know, we've been championing the R&D tax credit. That is not a magic wand, but we don't want to be one of 13 states that doesn't have that tool to make sure our companies in Michigan and companies coming to Michigan don't. We want them to create that investment here. We want them to invest in R&D in Michigan.
Well, and the other thing is you don't have big businesses if you don't have small businesses, because that's where they go, actually. So is there any other insight? Because I know recently you testified before a Senate committee. Is there anything that came out of that?
Well, it's the balance, right, of being aspirational. What is Michigan's economic vision? Where are we going in 10 years? We've seen most of the EV transformation is complete in terms of siting decisions. Where are we going next? So it's that focus on the long-term vision for Michigan. Do we, you know, our economic development agency and creating aspiration, but also getting those tools in place right now so that we're not, you know, behind for another week or a month or a year on getting our fair share of new jobs to Michigan, but frankly, these knowledge economy and higher paying jobs. And that's where Michigan has really lagged.
Well, Lindsay Case Pelsrock, thanks so much for being with us. Vice President of Government Affairs with Business Leaders for Michigan. Always good to spend time with you.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening
to Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm still Chris Holman.